in town, you're the law. Out here, it's me.
So before you take the new, do you write on your body in lip line? Are we on? Okay.
Ooh. That's a pro move. Sorry, you're on DEFCON 1. Hello and welcome to another episode.
Are you writing reversed, or is you just... Oh, you can just flip it on the phone now as well, sorry.
I mean, I was just did lipstick, but then, I mean, whatever. I am Alice Caldwell-Cowie. I'm joined, as always, by my friends Abigail Thorne and Devon.
Hey!
How you doing?
It's the summertime, baby!
How you doing? I mean, I was very relaxed on that.
It's hot! It's hot. It's the evening time. We're recording in the evening instead of the afternoon for once. We're all having some thoughts. We're all in a mood. But that's fine because we're here to talk about a movie which is not horny. A movie called, technically, it's not Rambo First Blood. It's just First Blood. You don't have to say Rambo. It's not called Rambo until Rambo Part 3.
It's
Rambo the first time and Mom every time after that.
Yes, yeah. And this is going to be our new series because they made 5 of these fucking things and we're going to watch every single one of them.
Yeah, well,
you,
Kill John Rambo. I'm intrigued to see how they follow up this movie.
Oh.
I guess they can do prequels. I mean, I don't really want to see that, but like, yeah.
So here's the thing, and this will become apparent over the course of discussing the movie First Blood, which is that I recently watched First Blood and found out that what I thought Rambo was simply inaccurate with regards to the first movie.
Yeah.
I had a picture in my mind.
He was like in the army or something. Mm-mm. No. He's just a guy.
Yeah.
He's just a
dude. I mean, spoilers, but like, this film was fucking sick and I absolutely loved it.
It was so good.
It was so legit good.
I am sparking up the big Phil Greaves mass culture under imperialism as fascist sign to say this is a fascist movie.
Yeah, of course it is.
Both of you are fascists.
Oh, I'm going to discuss the ways in which it's
you're a fascist
by the end of this.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. We're on the same page.
Listen, all culture created under capitalism is inherently propagandistic, including this
Harry Potter
podcast itself. We're
Kill
fascist,
James Bond,
technically.
Fascist. Mm. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do think it's got interesting things to say about masculinity, which is our remit.
Let's dive in.
Okay. So we start with a classic of the genre, Drifter Comes Into Town, right? This is where a lot of the shit originates.
Mm-hmm.
Is big dude, Sylvester Stallone, we don't know his name, we don't know anything about him yet, wearing the sort of the classic drifter fit of the Vietnam era, like olive drab M65 field jacket. And blue jeans, classic fit. And he comes to a town, we don't know where it is, looking for a guy he was in the army with in Vietnam.
Yeah, well, actually, we open this with this beautiful shot of a cabin on the lake. And Sylvester Stallone, John Rambo, steps into frame and he sees it and he smiles. And this is actually quite a nice moment. And I was just like, oh, is he coming home from the war? Is that what's happening? And he approaches the people living in the cabin and he's looking for this guy, Barry, who gave him the address. And he says, oh, he's an old service buddy of mine from Vietnam. Like, we served and he gave me the address. And I got home. I came to visit him, you know? And the lady there tells him Barry's dead. He died of cancer.
Yeah. He got killed by Agent Orange. You were spraying this shit in Vietnam. Mm. You didn't even know it was killing you. And he died horribly.
Yeah, really horribly.
And
they really bookmark it too, because like John, when he's talking about this guy, he's like, oh, he was huge. We put him at the back of the group photo because he was so massive. And Everlast is like, by the end, I could pick him up myself. Like,
this man. And this is Sylvester Stallone talking, and like sort of 83 Sylvester Stallone, where he's like, you know, over 6 feet and like built like a vending machine, sort of Sylvester.
Crazy
Stallone.
He's
like, oh, this dude was big.
Yeah. This guy was like big, according to me. It's crazy how eloquent Sylvester Stallone is as well in this, right?
Yeah, because
we know what Sylvester Stallone sounds like contemporaneously, like now.
Yeah, for sure. He can form words at this point. He mostly doesn't have to, and this is something that interests me about the acting here. He reminds me a bit of George Lazenby, where it's lots of like physical presence, lots of walking, and most of what he has to do for the first 4/5 of this movie is sort of stand there and look betrayed, and he does a great look of betrayal.
He really does.
I mean, I think I disagree with you there, Alice, insofar as like George Lazenby in the films that we saw him, the James Bond films, it was kind of the stopped clock.
Sure.